here at the 2020 Underground Collision in Washington, D.C. Look who I ran into, Renee Sadie White and Marie Smith. How are you guys?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking.
Fantastic. Absolutely.
Well, this was quite an event today, and you guys were integral parts of it. So, Renee, I'm going to let you go first, because what I just want to give folks out there an overview on what you talked about. I thought you knocked it out of the park. So it was really, actually, it was fun and inspiring and very informative as well. So give us a quick overview.
Well, a sense of belonging. What does it mean to be a credit union member? What does it mean for employees to take care of their credit unions? All about love. And so in the framework of how do you love one another? What do you do to support them? And so I shared a couple of stories of some hardships that I've had as a credit union member and what my credit union did to help me out.
Yeah, amazing story, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. And wanting to make sure that we're intentional as an employee group, as people who are working for professionals, we need to make sure that we are intentional about making sure that people know that they belong.
Indeed. Now, Maurice, you were in a different session, but give us a quick overview on what you talked about. Equally is not pretty darn good as well.
Well, thank you. So each of us had a certain component of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and we were focusing on esteem. And our notion was that to help someone get to self-actualization, a credit union, an individual, or community, you must have self-esteem that's good about yourself. So we help members feel good about themselves, their situations, their communities, because a credit union, they want to get the self-actualization, they want to be its very best of itself. It cannot do that without helping empower each and every one of its members.
It's kind of the credit union wheelhouse too, right?
Absolutely.
And this is what you experienced as well, Renee, and kind of the anecdote that you shared and how you got to be where you are today, basically. So it's really, really kind of cool how they actually kind of tied together.
Exactly right.
So give us a couple of takeaways that you wanted the audience to leave with today that you talked about. Is there one or two things that you want to leave them with?
The best thing is that diversity comes in all shades, not just color, attitude, but intentionality is so important. It's important that people have life experiences and that they're open to new experiences. And it's okay to have biases. You just need to know that you've got them and working to overcome them.
Right. And I wrote something down when you said, be intentional about being fair. That was like one of the last things that you said. Can you explain that? Can you expand on it a little bit?
Sure. We talk about equity, and of course that's important, but fair, you can never do wrong by doing right. And so usually that's being fair. So if you're intentional about being fair, color doesn't come into your equation. People's backgrounds don't come into your equation when you're making a decision. Stick to the facts and do what's right.
Exactly. Now, Maurice, I'm going to ask you the same question. What were a couple of one or two takeaways that you want people to leave with? Because the one thing that I really like about this event, amongst the many things, is that it's right before the GAC. So it gets your mind, you get thinking right away. And so you have this train of thought throughout the whole conference. So give folks, what did you want to give folks that they can start thinking about throughout the conference?
Absolutely. So we think about credit unions. It should be no surprise to anybody this business. This is a commodity business. This is a fungible services that we offer. A checking account looks like a checking account, looks like a checking account among different institutions. I mean, the fees and the pricing and services can differ a little bit, but to most consumers, it looks the same. So how do credit unions break out of the crowd, distinguish themselves from every other institution? It's with their culture. It's how they treat one another. It's how they help their members grow in their esteem, their financial, you know, sense of well-being. How do you help your employees grow and prosper in their careers? That's how we separate ourselves. It's not going to be just on pricing and convenience and service alone. Culture makes a big difference.
And you sat up there and you said, hey, I've got the secret sauce to success for credit unions. Can you tell us that secret sauce? Because all of us are waiting on pins and needles. What's the secret sauce?
We have the secret sauce. And I guess I'll let the cat out of the bag. It is being nice.
What?
It's shocking as it may be.
It is shocking.
Just be nice to people, and you will set forth the environment that allows them to grow, to feel good about themselves, to prosper, to thrive. And if they do that, your employees, your volunteers, your members, your credit union will reach self-actualization.
Indeed. Now, I know you guys, again, like I said at the top of the interview, you guys were integral parts of this event. But was there anything that you guys took away from the conference itself that you're going to leave with, that you're going to start talking about, Renee?
I just love that people are intentional. They were here for a reason. Mm-hmm. And diversity, equity, and inclusion is shown all throughout this event.
No doubt.
That was my takeaway.
Maurice?
Absolutely. It is okay to be vulnerable, to express our fears and our misgivings and our apprehensions and anxieties, because in the vulnerability, that's when we find truth. And with that truth allows us to figure out, what do we have to do to improve upon ourselves?
Yeah, that was kind of the theme, too, is that Sue talked about was vulnerable collaboration. Sure. So we're all in the middle of it. Good stuff. All right, guys, anything else to add to wrap up? Renee, any final words of wisdom here?
We're just really grateful that you're having us today to interview us, and we're good.
All right, Maurice.
Thank you for amplifying the credit union message. You do all throughout the year. This is a good service to our community.
Oh, thank you so much. And congratulations to you for, tomorrow night is the big night for you?
There's a big party going on tomorrow night. So.
You're a part of it.
We're looking forward to it.
We're going to be there.
Thank you.
All right, Maurice, thank you so much.
A
Renee, always a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you later as well.